Hola, bienvenidos a Del Taco al Tango. My name is Liliana. Hi, JP.
Hi, Liliana. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm great. Now, who's our guest today? We have a guest in the studio.
Yes, I'm Amber. And I'm excited to hear you guys talking about tacos. Making me hungry. I don't understand the rest, though.
We are going to talk about tacos today, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
your favorite. I think you're going to talk about tacos.
That's right.
I heard that you went to Mexico. Is that right?
Yes, I did. For the first time in October.
Oh, really? How do you like it?
I loved it. It was great. I have some friends there. So I went for the first time. I went for about 7 days.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Puerto Vallarta. How do you say it?
Puerto Vallarta.
No, that's pretty good. Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot of Canadians there working. My friends are there working. So I just went there to visit them for a holiday.
Oh, nice.
But I'm sure you did all the Mexican things. Like you went to a bullfight and...
Oh, yeah. I'm probably a boring guest. I was mostly at the beach the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Canada, there's not beaches. I mean, there are beaches, I should say, but not warm beaches.
Oh.
So I was like living it up.
What about food? Did you have anything to eat that you loved?
Yeah, I loved all the food, actually. For us, like Mexican food is something we go to America for in Canada.
No.
Yeah, but then I realized it's not real Mexican food.
No,
it's
that's
not
Tex-Mex.
Nearly as good as the food in Mexico. So yeah, I really loved the food.
So did you have tacos and...
Yeah, like I didn't actually know what I was eating because I don't know enough Spanish, unfortunately, yet. Have you guys had a lesson on tacos yet?
We will.
Please do, because the menu was like 10 or 15 tacos long, but I tried them all. They're all really good.
Listen for the taco menu lesson on Spanish Pod.
Now, the thing is that we also have a lot of fish tacos.
Yeah, so, I had that. That was good.
Oh, that's delicious.
That's probably one of the most famous, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right, especially on the coast.
Yeah, you have jaiba. You have shrimp tacos. It's delicious.
Yeah. And they use those small corn tortillas that aren't fried, right? Those really fresh corn tortillas.
Yeah.
And they're not fried. You just pick them up and they kind of fold.
Yeah, they're soft, you know. They're not like the taco shells that you see in the States. So it's very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the fish, reminds me of the ocean. Like I spent a lot of time there watching the sunset or having a drink on the beach. And one thing I thought really charming was the way that the musicians would come and they would sing you a song, like for a little tip on the beach, right?
What is that called?
It's so romantic.
Singing a song to somebody?
Yeah, usually it's like, well, you sing that serenata.
Serenata.
Oh, like serenade.
Yes. It's cool. Exactly. Serenade.
Yeah. I liked being serenaded. It was great.
There's one person with a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But serenata is also when people come to your window and, you know, if it's your birthday or you have someone that likes you or loves you and wants to declare their love, they go with a mariachi.
Oh, yes. That happens all the time to me.
You guys, just wait here for a second. I'm going to go get a guitar.
Oh, right on.
No, please.
Oh. But actually, one thing I found really interesting, too, is that there was other people, like maybe you guys can help me, but there's also like some little kids that came up like on the beach and they were telling me, I can't understand, but they want to do some kind of performance, but I couldn't quite figure out what it was. Like, but they're pointing to their stomach.
Their stomach.
Is that weird?
I know
performance.
What that is.
Is
what
there
is
some
that?
Sort of like belly dancing?
Okay,
or?
They were asking you in Spanish, I'm sure. Le muevo la panza. JP, you
Le
can translate.
Le muevo la panza. Shall I move my stomach for you?
Yes.
Is it belly dancing? I thought that was like Turkish or something.
It's not an actual
belly
Turkish
dance,
belly dance. Yeah.
Oh. No, we have in a lot of beaches, you have like young kids doing that. So they just do it for, you know, a tip. And it's so cute. Didn't you find it cute?
Or what is it?
No,
I didn't actually see it because I didn't give them money because I didn't actually know what was going on.
You said
on.
No. They said Le muevo la panza. You said no.
Oh my God. Well, where's your guitar?
They kind of undulate their stomachs. They kind of undulate them. I can't
Whoa,
do it.
Whoa, is that like
a
traditional Mexican dance? Or
no, it's not. Not at all.
Something kids
the
do
new
for
generation.
Money.
No, yeah, something kids do for money. And it's very cute and it's fun. You
oh,
know.
Too bad. If I only would have known, I would have gotten one.
So nobody moved their panza for you.
Well, maybe I did say moving of the panza, but no, not the kids.
What about your Spanish? Do you use any of it?
Yeah, well, I used hola a lot. You know, I kind of regretted it because I did listen to the Spanish Pod lesson on to be, the verb to be. That was the first one I ever listened to, and I gave up after that one. It was so, like, daunting. But you know what? I've renewed my interest, and I'm going to listen to you guys more.
Oh, yes. Please listen to us over on Spanish Pod.
At least nice to be able to order tacos, right?
Yeah, or order beer. We have a very interesting lesson in beer. You know,
okay, so. Well, that's important. The important things, right?
Yeah.
Who cares
definitely.
About that dumb to be anyways? Don't need that.
Well, speaking of beer, what did you drink in Mexico? Did
of course, some margaritas. Is that saying it right?
Margaritas.
I mean, that's a given. I loved it.
But now there's different kinds, right?
Yeah, I always had lime.
Lime margarita. Yeah. Did you have frozen or?
Yeah, frozen.
Well, you know, in Mexico, we don't have that. It's not like frozen or not. They're just margaritas, and we have like lime margaritas, but they do a lot of special for Americans. Well, not only Americans, for tourists.
So that slushy kind is Americanized, isn't it?
Yeah, the frozen and the one that it looks like a Slurpee.
Yeah, Slurpee, like 7-Eleven form of margarita. So that's not real margarita.
That's not a margarita.
Oh, I like the other kind better anyways, on the rocks, right?
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely my favorite.
Right, and they have to be shaken for. You can't buy them in a mix.
Yeah, shaken, not stirred.
So what do you think about the Mexican people?
Yes, what did you think of people like Liliana?
I like Liliana.
Thank you.
Liliana was the first one that actually recommended I go to Puerto Vallarta. That's why I went. She convinced me. But actually, I found the Mexican people very charming. Charming in a very laid-back kind of way as well.
Laid-back. Now, when you say laid-back, you mean...
Lazy?
Like, relaxed.
You mean lazy, don't
no,
you?
No, relaxed, unlike me, uptight.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, no. Mexicans are not uptight.
Mexicans are relaxed, not at all. And actually, it was really cute because my friends, we drove up to... there was a sign that a resort was about 18 kilometers up the road. But it turns out it was a very steep, very windy, single-lane road kind of path. And it ended up taking like an hour and a half to go 18 kilometers. But even along the way, like, we saw some people walking. They're very friendly. They come by and say hello.
They were like, hola, hola.
Yeah, they know where we're going because that road only leads to this resort. Anyways, by the time we finished this ordeal of driving up there, it was beautiful. But we get to the resort and it's closed.
The resort is closed.
Yeah, and we thought, why didn't anyone tell us along the way? But they thought, maybe they're just going for a drive for fun. I don't know.
No, you know, Mexican, I'm sure what they thought were like, oh, look at these tourists. They're going all the way up there. Let's just say hello.
Yeah, but it was nice they said hello. Maybe the time kind of passed by.
So did you just go up there and turn around and come back?
Yeah, well, the nice thing was is there were some construction workers that were renovating the restaurant. That was the reason that the resort was closed. They were renovating. But even so, even though it was closed, they let us use the washroom, and then we were starving. And so they rummaged around, found their own beer, warm beer, and gave it to us. And we were able to still sit out with them and have our beer up on the patio and enjoy the resort.
See, that's so is the sweet. Generosity.
That was
the
charm,
people.
Yes. And they're very, very hospitable.
Yeah, that's true. Our service, I think Mexico's in service is great, you know, because there's people that have been in service for years. So that's their own salary. Not like in a lot of places where it's just like a job for the summer. So yeah. They don't really care, you know. So I think it's very different in that sense.
Yeah. And another nice thing was the laid backness of the people was my friends, when they would be at work, I had nothing to do. So I would think, oh, I'd like to go to the beach or a pool. But there's nowhere you can just go unless you're staying in a hotel. So my friend suggested to me to just go to the hotel and just hang out by the pool. I felt kind of dumb, but it was really true. I just went there. I go up to the counter and asked for a towel. They just give it to me. They didn't care if I'm a guest or not.
You weren't a guest. You didn't have reservations.
I know. I'm kind of like, I'm a freeloader, okay? But the thing was, I sat there at the pool. I mean, order drinks, and I did pay for those, and it was really nice. I would sit at the resorts all day, and I wasn't even a guest.
But well, they didn't ask you, what's your room number?
No, they didn't care. They're just like,
they probably said, well, this beautiful woman wants to sit by our pool.
Yes,
we're gonna let her.
Knows how to butter people up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the attraction, you know. If she comes, then a lot of people are gonna come in and just hang out by the pool.
Right. You Mexicans are so flattering.
You know, we like to relax. We're not that much of, you know, rules and
that's
follow
right.
everything. No, it's it's all about hospitality and the client and people coming to Mexico, I think.
And not being in a hurry, too.
Well, yeah, that's true. We take our time.
Yeah, and that reminds me, too, is that when I was in the airport leaving, the people, I was looking in the duty-free shop, and two things happened to me. One was in the duty-free shop. They told me I look exactly like some Mexican TV star. But I don't know who it was.
I know who. Oh my God. Now
he actually
that
thought I was her. And I'm like, I can't even say hola right now. Anyways, and then the other thing was when I was in the, I don't know why it was weird, but I was in customs lineup and this little girl says to her mom, Mommy, I think that's Shakira in the lineup.
Are you serious?
And I'm like,
no quiero que todos los días se llame
I think that I'm probably like the furthest thing from Shakira. Okay. I don't have any junk in my trunk at all. So like, someone told me when I told them that story, they're like, you need more junk in your trunk before anyone ever think you're Shakira.
Oh, God.
So, no. I don't know. Maybe I have that generic Mexican sort of look because I've got dark, curly hair.
Well, you do look like a movie star.
No, right. You do. In fact, you actually look like, now that you say it, you look like Barbara Mori.
Or maybe that's who it was.
Barbara Mori.
She's like a big star in Mexico, and she's beautiful.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you do.
No way.
Wow. Yeah, no wonder they let you hang out by the pool.
Well, I should go back and milk that. Like,
you
come
should.
On. I should have gotten some freebies or something. At least sign some autographs.
Me
but
llamo
too bad
Barbara.
I couldn't spell that name if my life depended on it, though. Okay, but I do know that reminds me of one more thing. It's like, even though I'm brunette, my friend told me this word means blonde. They were calling me this word.
Güerita.
Right, that was it.
Güerita.
So why would people call me? I'm so dark. Like,
yeah,
as
I can tell
Shakira.
You.
Why were they calling me that?
No, that's also a very cultural thing. You know, people, instead of saying señorita or something, they call young women güerita, especially if you're white. It has nothing to do with your hair,
yeah,
if you're
really
blonde.
About your hair.
So that word actually means blonde.
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, light color.
Light color.
Light coloring,
oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you can see me. I'm not güerita. They call me güerita. So one day they were like, güerita, güerita. So I asked them, why on earth do you call me güerita? I'm like, not güerita. Do you see any blonde? And they said, no, miss, it's because your skin is lighter than ours.
So like being a blonde is relative.
Yeah. Right.
You don't really have to be blonde to have more fun. Just relatively blonde.
Now, see, when I go to Mexico, I get called gordito.
What does that mean?
It means a little chubby.
Chubby, yeah.
Why? Okay. I can't imagine why.
It's a term of endearment.
Exactly.
Right?
That's cute. It sounds cute.
Well, yeah, it is cute.
I think
cute.
I'd like someone to call me that.
When you end in ito or ita.
Yeah, but I want the ita, right?
Yeah. So I can call you gordita.
Okay.
But that means that you're chubby.
Oh, so cute.
No, but we can call her also flaquita.
Flaquita.
What is that?
That's like a...
Slim.
Skinny.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's very, very common and women love that.
Oh, okay. Flaquita. So I'll go for that one.
Hola, flaquita.
Excellent. Well, maybe next time I go to Mexico, I'm going to be a lot more informed, that's
well,
for sure.
I'm going with you if you're going to do the Barbara Mori thing.
Yeah, you got to be my promoter.
Excellent.
I could be an impression.
We can be your entourage.
I better listen to more Spanish Pod before I do that.
Absolutely. Just go to SpanishPod.com.
Definitely.
And learn about tacos.
Okay, Amber, thanks so much for coming. JP, thanks for coming.
Thank
I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Hasta la
luego.
Próxima.
Hasta la próxima.
Bye.